Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. This is the Lord God Israel. Welcome to the broadcast. Welcome.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the authorized version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution, hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
Thank you, Mr. Welch. Welcome to, again, to the Law Master's Law of God broadcast. In this episode, and maybe a few more to come, I will be speaking on the will of God. And who is this will of God from? The former God is the testator. A former God is the testator. What is his will? He has left a valid will, which I, the Lord God Israel, have found. And it is my duty to present this valid will of God to the people, to the Gentiles. The will of God has things to say to the probator of the will, the founder of the will, Lord God is Real, that is me. It has things to say to the servants of God, the Gentiles, and it has things to say to all the peoples of the world. I will first read the will of God in Tommy Lorenzo Hart. So let us begin. I will take my time in the reading of the will. Things are very understandable. Things are clear. The very clear in certain regards. Matter of fact, in all regards, it is very clear. The will of God first in Tommy Lorenzo Hart. It begins with the statement from Psalm 49. The will says, "Hear this, all ye people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together." Genesis 32:27, "For the record, I am asked, what is thy name?" My name, given by my parents, Tommy Lorenzo Hart. The Lord, in his will, goes on saying to me in Luke 4:34, Luke 4:34, the Lord says to me, "I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God." Deuteronomy 6:3. I'm going to read the will like this first, and later on I will read the will without taking time to go to the references, but so that you can see that these things are coming from the book of the law of God, I do it this way first. Deuteronomy 6:3. "Hear, therefore, O Israel, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily. Hear, O Israel," Deuteronomy 6:4, "hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." Mark 12:29. He has said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." Genesis 4:23. "Hearken to my speech." Isaiah 43:1. Isaiah 43:1. "O Israel, fear not. I have called thee by thy name." 1 Kings 18:31. "Israel shall be thy name." And remember, during this part of the reading, the Lord God is talking to the probator and founder of the will, whom he hath named Israel. "Israel shall be thy name." Now I go back and read all those together. Saying, "Hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, hear my voice, O Israel, fear not, I have called thee by thy name, Israel shall be thy name." The name Israel has fallen to the founder and probator of the will, God. 1 Kings 17:24. Now, by this, the Lord in his will goes on saying to me, I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in thy mouth is true. Jonah 2:2, thou heardest my voice. By this I know that thou art a man of God, thou heardest my voice. Isaiah 57:8. For thou hast discovered thyself. Psalm 77:14. Psalm 77:14. The Lord in his will goes on saying to me, thou art the God that doest wonders. Psalm 76:7, thou, even thou, art to be feared. Exodus 3:5. The place whereon thou standest is holy ground, the Lord in his will says to me, the probator and founder of the will. 1 Kings 18:36. Let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel. 2 Kings 19:15. Thou art the God, even thou alone. Notice, in the will of the Lord, the former God, he has named God. The title of God has fallen to the founder and probator of the will, whom the Lord in his will has named Israel and has given the title of God to. Okay? Thou art the God, even thou alone. Let me read that portion that the Lord in his will has said to me, the founder and probator of the will. Thou hast discovered thyself. Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou, even thou, art to be feared. For thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. The place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Thou, even thou, art God alone. Let me go back to 1 Kings 18:36. Let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel. And there I am instructed to let this be known. And, of course, that's what I am doing in making known and presenting this valid will of the former Lord God to all the peoples of the world. Thou, he says to me, art the God, even thou alone. Genesis 41:39-40. For as much as God hath showed thee all this, the will says to me, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according to thy word shall all my people be ruled. Luke 15:31. In Luke 15:31, the Lord in his will says to me, all that I have is thine. The Lord in his will has given all that he has to the Lord God. The one he calls and has named the Lord God is real, probator and founder of the will of God. All that I have, the Lord says to me, all that I have is thine. Joshua 1, verses 16 and 18. The Lord goes on saying to me in his valid will, all that thou commandest us, the Lord includes all of his people, all that thou commandest us, we will do. And whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. Whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment, and will not hearken to thy words in all that thou commandest him, slash her, he, slash she, shall be put to death. Only be strong and of a good courage. Amos 9:10. In Amos 9 and 10, the Lord says to me, in the audience of all the people, all the sinners of my people shall die by the sword. Joshua 9:11. In Joshua 9:11, the Lord in his will says to me, we are your servants. And in Joshua 9, verse 8, he says to me, we are thy servants. The we being all the Gentiles, the people of the Lord, whom he has given into my hand. Isaiah 60:12. In his will, the Lord goes on saying to me, the nation that will not serve thee shall perish. 2 Samuel 7:16. And thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever. Thy throne shall be established forever. The Lord in his will has given the kingdom to the Lord God, the one he has named the Lord God, Israel. And he says about his house and his kingdom that has been given to him by the Lord in his will shall be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever. Now,
you're listening to Lawmaster on Blog Talk Radio with His Excellency Tommy Hart. We encourage everyone to please call in with questions and comments. The number is 718 718-664-6262. Again, 718-664-6262. And don't forget to visit the website, lawmaster.co. Pick up a copy of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God. The manuscript is easy to read, a text your lordship compiled, the result of a 39-year study and analysis unraveling the secrets of the AVB. Join the site freely, become a member, and post photos and videos. Email us with your feedback, and link us to Facebook, Twitter, and other networking sites of your choosing. Help us to spread the word. Remember, you can find Mr. Hart's interviews on YouTube. Search Law of Gods. If you feel it's time to break a half-millennium spell of religious enslavement, you've tuned into the right channel. Keep listening to The Law Master right here on Blog Talk Radio. Break free of Vatican deception. The Lord God Israel has given to us a sound understanding of the law of God. He has shown, according to the crucial matter of the AVB, who bears the designation of God. Yes, the God Israel has given us the infallible proof of God. But the God Israel does not stop there. He now makes known to us the wonderful knowledge of the valid will of God. The great God Israel has solved the mystery of the will of God, and he now presents that wonderful knowledge of God's will to us in an easy-to-understand way. What mighty God is the God Israel? The AVB says there is no other God that can do the great things of the God Israel has done. So get your coffee and your authorized version Bible, and hear attentively the Lord God Israel as he speaks on the matter of the will of God.
I will read that portion of the will that I left off with again, without citing references. The Lord God says to the founder and probator of the will of God, there is none so wise or so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according to thy word shall all my people be ruled. All that I have is thine. All that thou commandest us, all Gentiles, we will do. And whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. Whosoever he/she be that doth rebel against thy commandment, and will not hearken to thy words, and all that thou commandest him/her, he/she shall be put to death. The sinners of my people shall die by the sword. Only be strong and of a good courage. We are your servants. The nation that will not serve thee shall perish. Thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever. Thy throne shall be established forever. So the Lord in his will has laid the solid, sound foundation of God. He has named God. He has, in his will, given all that he has to the newly named God, including all his people, stating that all his people are to be ruled by my word. They are to be ruled by the word of the Lord God Israel. The valid will, the sound will, of the Lord. At this time, now, I will read the portion, The Will of God, in Tommy Lorenzo Hart, And in this part of the will, the Lord God, the former Lord God, is talking to his people. Okay? And this part right here goes to all the people. The Lord says in Isaiah 10:13, let me do this. Let me go to Isaiah 41:20. The will of God in Isaiah 41:20. The Lord in his will says that, and speaking of his own doings, the Lord says, the hand of the Lord hath done this. All right. Isaiah 10:13. The hand of the Lord has done this. Isaiah 10:13. By the strength of my hand I have done it, and by my wisdom, the Lord is talking about his will, for I am prudent. I will read that part of the will again. The Lord says, he declares himself of being of sound mind, saying, the hand of the Lord hath done this. By the strength of my hand have I done it, and by my wisdom, for I am prudent. Joshua 3:10, the Lord in his will gives this to the people. Joshua 3:10, hereby ye, all the people, shall know that the living God is among you. All right. Isaiah 40, verse 9. Isaiah 40, verse 9, the Lord God gives the command to the people, behold your God. Daniel 2:28, and he has said what in the will? By this shall ye know, hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you. What he gives the signs, the infallible signs and proof of the living God on earth. He gives them the signs, the infallible signs and proofs, okay? Daniel 2:22. In Daniel 2:22, the Lord God in his will says, he, in speaking of the living God, whom he has named Israel, he says, he revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. And okay, Daniel 2:29. Daniel 2:29, the Lord God goes on saying about the living God whom he has named Israel. He says, he that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. In Psalm 44, verse 21, he gives another sign of the newly appointed God. He says to the people, he knows the secrets of the heart. He knows the secrets of the heart of the Authorized Version Bible, wherein the will of God has been found. He knows the secrets of the heart. The will of God has been kept secret all these many years. In Daniel 2:28, the Lord God says, there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets. Okay? And Psalm 44:21, he knows, he, the Lord God, Israel, he knows the secrets of the heart. He reveals the deep and secret things. Psalm 58:11. In Psalm 58:11, the Lord God tells the people about the newly appointed God. He is a God that judges in the earth. He is a God that judges. John 2:5. In John 2:5, the Lord in his will says to the people and to his people, the Gentiles, whatsoever he saith to you, do it. Whatsoever he, the newly appointed God, says to you, do it. Reading the terms of the will. Okay, now I will read that portion without interruption. He speaks about the newly appointed God, saying, there is a God that revealeth secrets in heaven. He knows the secrets of the heart. That's the heart of the Authorized Version. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness of the Authorized Version Bible, and the light dwells with him. Light is a reference to the law of God. He that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. He is a God that judges. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. I left out this portion right here. I overlooked it. Let me go back to it. Romans 11:13. For this part of the will, and for all the will, Romans 11:13. He says this, as he has said, the hand of the Lord hath done this will. By the strength of my hand have I done it, and by my wisdom, for I am prudent. I speak to you Gentiles. Okay, that's Romans 11:13. The Lord makes it clear to whom he is speaking in this portion of the will. I speak to you Gentiles. Okay. Isaiah 40:10. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand. His work is before him. Then he went on to say these things about God, the infallible proof of God, the infallible signs of God's presence, the living God's presence here on earth, the new God presence. Behold your God, there is a God that reveals secrets in heaven. He knows the secrets of the heart. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light of the law dwells with him. He that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. In all of this, he's speaking about the newly appointed God, Israel. He is a God that judges. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. Okay, and let me give you the Lord's definition of light. He used the word light there, and the light dwells with him. The one he has named Israel. The light dwells with him. What is the light he's talking about? Let's go to Proverbs 6:23. So there can be a clear understanding of what is being spoken about. What is the light? For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light. Okay? The law is light. Mr. Wells, could we have the announcements again, please?
You're listening to Lawmaster on Blog Talk Radio with His Excellency Tommy Hart. We encourage everyone to please call in with questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6262. Again, 718-664-6262. And don't forget to visit the website, lawmaster.co. Pick up a copy of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God. The manuscript is easy to read, a text your lordship compiled, the result of a 39-year study and analysis, unraveling the secrets of the AVB. Join the site freely, become a member, and post photos and videos. Email us with your feedback, and link us to Facebook, Twitter, and other networking sites of your choosing. Help us to spread the word. Remember, you can find Mr. Hart's interviews on YouTube. Search Law of Gods. If you feel it's time to break a half millennium spell of religious enslavement, you've tuned into the right channel. Keep listening to The Lawmaster right here on Blog Talk Radio. Break free of Vatican deception. The Lord God Israel has given to us a sound understanding of the law of God. He has shown, according to the crucial matter of the AVB, who bears the designation of God. Yes, the God Israel has given us the infallible proof of God. But the God Israel does not stop there. He now makes known to us the wonderful knowledge of the valid will of God. The great God Israel has solved the mystery of the will of God, and he now presents that wonderful knowledge of God's will to us in an easy-to-understand way. What mighty God is the God Israel? The AVB says there is no other God that can do the great things of the God Israel has done. So get your coffee and your authorized version Bible, and hear attentively the Lord God Israel as he speaks on the matter of the will of God.
Continuing with the reading, the all-important reading of the will of God. The will of God, the will of God, in John 16, 14. John 16, 14. And as I said earlier, in this portion of the will, the Lord God is giving the many and infallible proofs of the presence of God on earth at this time. John 16:14. He, the newly appointed God, he shall receive of mine and shall show it to you. Matthew 19:6. In Matthew 19:6, the Lord in his will says to the people, what therefore God has joined together, let not man put asunder. Let me read those two statements and conclude that portion. The Lord God has said about the founder and probate of the will, the newly appointed God, by the former Lord, he has said, he shall receive of mine and shall show it to you. That's what I'm doing right now. Mark that as fulfilled. Also put beside it, and in progress. Okay? He shall receive of mine and shall show it to you, the people and the Gentiles. Therefore, whatsoever God has joined together, let not man asunder. What have I joined together? I have joined together the pieces of the valid sound will of God. I have put the pieces together. And the Lord God says that man should not put these things asunder whatsoever God has joined. Okay, Isaiah 42:1. In Isaiah 42:1, the Lord God continues giving signs of the proof of God's presence on earth. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Isaiah 41:20, that they may see, who? The Gentiles may see and know and consider and understand together. And there we have the part already read, that the hand of the Lord has done this. This is the former Lord's will. Okay. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. I have done that in previous episodes. Mark that as fulfilled, please. That is Isaiah 42:1. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles, that they may see and know and understand together. In Job 28:11, the will of God says, Job 28:11, the Lord God in his will says about the newly appointed God, the thing that is hid bringeth he forth to light. Mark that statement as fulfilled. Even right now, I am bringing forth the will, the sound and valid will of God. Mark that statement as fulfilled. He shall, the thing that is hid, bringeth he forth to light. I am bringing forth to you the will of God. John 16:13. John 16:13. The Lord God says about the newly appointed God, he will guide you into all truth. Whatsoever he shall hear from Bible content, that is, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come, things that must take place. Mark that statement as fulfilled, please. I have done that in previous episodes of this Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. Mark the statement, John 16:13, as fulfilled. Mark this part, he will guide you into all truth in progress, and mark this as being fulfilled. He will show you things that must happen. He will show you things to come, things that must take place. Fulfilled. Mark it, please. And in marking these things and going back, putting them and recording them in a safe way, preserving them, you have the knowledge. You can keep up with things that are taking place, things in Bible content that are actually taking place now in this day and time in which we are living. Okay, Revelation 1:1. In Revelation 1:1, the Lord God, by his will, says, that God will show his servants things which must shortly come to pass. The newly appointed God shows to his servants things which must shortly come to pass. Mark that as complete, please. I have done that in former broadcast. Acts 8:10. The Lord God is giving the people infallible proofs of the presence of the new God on earth. Acts 8:10. In Acts 8:10, the Lord God says about the founder and the finder and probator of the will of God. He says, this man is the great power of God. He has given infallible proofs and signs of the newly appointed God's presence on earth. And he says about him, this man is the great power of God. In the will of God, the power of God is ascribed to the newly appointed one whom the Lord God in his will has named Israel. Okay, are you keeping up with these things? Okay. Deuteronomy 32:14. The Lord God continues talking about the one who he has said is the great power of God. Deuteronomy 32:4. He is the great power of God. His work is perfect. All his ways are judgment. He is a God of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is he. Daniel 6:26. Daniel 6:26. The Lord God continues talking about the newly appointed God, whom he has named Israel, and given all things into his hand, including all the Gentiles. The Lord God says about the one he has just named and described as being the power, the great power of God. He says, he is the living God and steadfast forever, and his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. He delivers and rescues, and he works signs and wonders in heaven and in earth. Romans 5:12. The former God says in his will, that's not correct. Let me get the correct statement. That's 15. Romans 15:12. The Lord God says about the one he has described as being the great power of God, the one whose work he says is perfect, the one he says is a God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. The Lord God is real. The Lord God says about him, he is he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust. Reading from the will of God. Genesis 3:16. The Lord God says to the Gentiles in his will about the one, the newly appointed God, he shall rule over thee. Remember at the beginning, the Lord God in his will said, I speak to the Gentiles, okay? He says to the Gentiles about the finder and probator of the will, the one he has named God. He says, he shall rule over thee, all Gentiles. He shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust. He shall rule over the Gentiles. Ecclesiastes 2:19. Ecclesiastes 2:19, about the great power of God, the one named God, the one the receiver of all that the former God has or had. He says, he shall have rule over all my labor. Reading from the will of God. He, the great power of God, the one named God, the one named, given the name Israel, he shall have rule over all my labor. What labor is being spoken of? The labor of the word of God. The crucial word of Bible content has been put in the power of the newly appointed God. He who has this power rules over and reign and shall reign over the Gentiles. Okay. This is 1 Corinthians. Let me turn to it. Okay. It doesn't look like I put a reference to this, though. I'll have to give that later on. But the statement says, worship him, and that is in Revelation. You can look it up. In his will, the Lord God goes on to say, he says to the Gentiles about the great power of God, the Lord God is real. He says, let him do what he will. He sinneth not. Okay, he lets the people know that the newly appointed God does not sin. Okay? Ecclesiastes 12:13. So the Lord God instructs his people, saying, Ecclesiastes 12:13, fear God and keep his commandments. Fear the newly appointed God and keep his commandments, because he has already said to them what whatsoever he says to you, do it. Okay? And the people, the voice of the people in the valid will of God has said to God in Joshua 1, they have said to the newly appointed God, all that thou commandest us we will do, and whithersoever thou sendest us we will do. Reading from the valid will of God. Isaiah 9:6. About the newly appointed God. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. Isaiah 9:7, of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. His kingdom, the government shall be upon his shoulder, and upon his kingdom to order it, as for his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. John 8:54, about the newly appointed God and the relationship to the, his relationship to the Gentiles. John 8:54. The Lord God says to the Gentiles about the newly appointed one, he is your God. Reading from the valid sound will of God. Acts 8:10. I have already read that. this man, Tommy Lorenzo Hart, is the great power of God. Isaiah 25:9. We have waited for him. Lo, this is our God. This, a reference to the newly appointed God, the finder and probator of the will of God. This is our God. We have waited for him. And now look. Well, don't let me get ahead of myself. Okay. This is our God. Who is the our? The Lord God tells the Gentiles, he said, I speak to you Gentiles, he said, this is our God. We have waited for him. He has come. Okay. So go back, and in Isaiah 40, mark the statement, if you haven't done it already, behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand. Mark that as fulfilled. The Lord God has come in Tommy Lorenzo Hart. This man is the great power of God. The Lord God, the former Lord God, declares in his most valid and sound will. Mr. Welch, if you will, let's have the announcements again, and then I will come back and make a statement.
You're listening to Lawmaster on Blog Talk Radio with His Excellency Tommy Hart. We encourage everyone to please call in with questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6262. Again, 718-664-6262. And don't forget to visit the website, lawmaster.co. Pick up a copy of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God. The manuscript is easy to read, a text your lordship compiled, the result of a 39-year study and analysis, unraveling the secrets of the AVB. Join the site freely, become a member, and post photos and videos. Email us with your feedback, and link us to Facebook, Twitter, and other networking sites of your choosing. Help us to spread the word. Remember, you can find Mr. Hart's interviews on YouTube. Search Law of Gods. If you feel it's time to break a half-millennium spell of religious enslavement, you've tuned into the right channel. Keep listening to The Lawmaster, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Break free of Vatican deception. The Lord God Israel has given to us a sound understanding of the law of God. He has shown, according to the crucial matter of the AVB, who bears the designation of God. Yes, the God Israel has given us the infallible proof of God. But the God Israel does not stop there. He now makes known to us the wonderful knowledge of the valid will of God. The great God Israel has solved the mystery of the will of God, and he now presents that wonderful knowledge of God's will to us in an easy-to-understand way. What mighty God is the God Israel? The AVB says there is no other God that can do the great things of the God Israel has done. So get your coffee and your authorized version Bible, and hear attentively the Lord God Israel as he speaks on the matter of the will of God.
Thanks for those announcements. Now, what have I done today? What have I done in this? I have read to you the first part of the valid and sound will of God. In that first part, the mystery of God's will is solved. The mystery of God's will is solved. The will is being read. I will continue to read the will on the next broadcast, the next episode. The name of God is declared. God is made known. We have the finder and probator of the will of God, who to whom God has willed all that he has to. Okay? The great power of God is made known by the will of God in Tommy Hart. Okay? Also, the Lord God, in speaking to his people, has given infallible signs and proofs of the newly appointed God, who the Lord in his will calls the living God, a God of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is he, the former Lord God declares concerning the newly appointed God by himself, by the former Lord. Just and right is he. The Lord God in his will has said that the government shall be upon his shoulder to order it and to establish it with judgment and justice. Talking about the kingdom of God. Okay? The kingdom of God, which is a literal physical kingdom, okay, having people, Gentiles and other people in it, with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The Lord God says in his will to the Gentiles about the newly appointed God, he is your God, period. Okay? This man, Tommy Lorenzo Hart, is the great power of God. This man, Tommy Lorenzo Hart, is our God. We have waited for him. What have I done? I have given a name to the this. When the Bible says this man, I have pointed out the man. This man in Acts 18 is the great power of God. This in Isaiah 25:9, the word this, where it says, this is our God. Who is the this? I have made that this known. Who is it the Gentiles have waited for? This man, the great power of God. This man is our God. This man in Tommy Hart. Okay? Clarifying Bible content, presenting to you this most invaluable find of the will of God. Mr. Welch, and to the people, I will continue reading the will of God next week. Who is the Lord? We find out today, according to the will of God, who God is, who the living God is. Next week, we shall find out who the Lord is. And after that question that is set in Proverbs 30, verse 9, who is the Lord? That question will be answered on the next broadcast, which should take place next Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. So tune in next week to and hear the will of God as it speaks to the question, who is the Lord? And also as the will of God speaks further to the Gentiles and giving them explicit instructions. Tune in next week for this most important reading, continued reading of the word of the will of God. This is a new thing. You have never heard the will of God before. Not like this. No, you have not. This is a new thing. This is a new find. I have found the will of God, and I am presenting that will to all the people. As the Lord God has said to the people, I think that was in Psalm 49. Let me go back and see. Maybe not, but I think it was Psalm 49. Yes, hear this, all ye ye people, give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. Tune in next week as the great power of God, the Lord Israel, the Lord God Israel, continues speaking on the will of God. Mr. Welch?
I am here, Lord God.
Yes, that's it for today. That's a great thing, the will of God. A great thing that has been hidden all these years, and now I, having found it, am presenting it to the world, the will of God. Mr. Welch?
All right. To the people and the Gentiles, we hope that you will continue in this series. Join us next week as we continue with the reading of the will of God.
The Lord God Israel has given to us a sound understanding of the law of God. He has shown, according to the crucial matter of the AVB, who bears the designation of God. Yes, the God Israel has given us the infallible proof of God. But the God Israel does not stop there. He now makes known to us the wonderful knowledge of the valid will of God. The great God Israel has solved the mystery of the will of God. And he now presents that wonderful knowledge of God's will to us in an easy-to-understand way. What mighty God is the God Israel? The AVB says there is no other God that can do the great things of the God Israel has done. So get your coffee and your authorized version Bible and hear attentively the Lord God Israel as he speaks on the matter of the will of God.